Welcome to Leaked, a program about food issues and questions around the community. Join Barry as he chews up the facts and spills the beans on what's happening in the secret life of food.
Hi guys, welcome back to Leaked. My name is Barry, and today we're going to kind of talk about a very sad, well, kind of like a bit sad topic, so I should warn you beforehand. But before we delve into the topic, I'm going to start off with a little story. So in 2016, when I arrived to Auckland to start my first job with a government agency, it's kind of like this really weird, lonely feeling where it's just like I had no friends in Auckland and had no place to stay, and it's just like I don't even know how big Auckland was, because like I'd never actually like been to the city. But I came up to the city with like two luggages, and then trying to find accommodation. That was awful, because like I got scammed, and then the guy didn't basically is just like ripping me off. And I guess it was quite tough coming up to Auckland. But I think one of the hardest issues coming up to Auckland by myself was actually having a meal by myself. Because, like, I didn't really have any friends. And while in working in an office, I kind of ate behind the desk. And it's, like, those are one of, like, those memorable feelings. Well, now it's, like, even though I still eat behind the desk, I kind of, like, still feel a bit better now. Because, like, sometimes I would go out and have dinner with a few friends or, like, a mate. Or just, like, go for a drink. But I think, like, the first 2 months when I was in Auckland, it was just really difficult. So today's topic, we're going to talk about eating alone, or like kind of like a loneliness. So like at the moment in different social medias and also in different media, they've been talking about loneliness have been popping up because UK just recently started a Ministry of Loneliness, where they kind of like figure out how to tackle this, and it's kind of quite interesting. I think New Zealand should look into this, and especially like in a big city like Auckland. Well, because like even though there is a lot of people, but not necessarily everyone knows each other. And I feel like mealtime is kind of a good opportunity for everyone to share ideas, to have a nice conversation, and just like to have a bond with each other. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So one of the things that I've actually like notice is just like the one thing that I miss the most about home is actually having dinner with my parents. At the moment, I'm living with my parents in Wellington. I'm flying in and out of Auckland because like uni haven't really, was trying to sort out some stuff at university. So it's just like there's no point of me staying here. And it's just like it was such a nice feeling just having like just dinner with my parents. Sometimes we would have a conversation, and sometimes we would discuss what's happening recently. For example, it's only me, my mum, and dad. My dad doesn't really talk that much, but you kind of could have the sense of feeling that he's really enjoying himself. Well, it's like me and my mum, we just like talk about other stuff. So like we usually have the TV on in the background, and then it was just like we talk about the news and just like current events, what's happening with my brother in Christchurch, and kind of quite enjoyable. So like I said before, so it's just like, why is loneliness popping up? It's because like the UK recently started a commission, or the Ministry of Loneliness, and this all started from an MP called Joe Cox. So this MP is quite famous. Well, it's actually really sad for her story. So she was murdered a few years ago because of the whole Brexit thing, and because like she was a strong component where she was saying that Brexit is probably not a good idea, and then they should really stay with Europe, stay with the EU, and then a guy kind of just killed her on the street. It was a big story, and it was really, really sad. And one of her lines was really good, I reckon. It's just like everyone should actually take note, which is young or old, loneliness doesn't discriminate, which it's true, because like I'm pretty sure as a kid or as like an elderly person, it's just like you definitely know what loneliness feels, and you don't really need a word to define it, because like everyone knows that feeling. So how did this, so there was a topic at Stuff, DocuDocNZ, and I was reading through this, and apparently the cohort that's actually the most loneliness is between 15 to 24 years old. women were more lonely than men, apparently. And Māori and Asians are lonelier than the Europeans and Pacifica people, which is quite fascinating. Well, I guess it's kind of maybe because, like, there isn't as much of a strong support network. But we'll see. We'll delve into that a bit later. And also people that's earning around less than 30,000 a year is perceived to be twice as lonely compared to people earning 70,000 a year. Probably this is because they don't have enough resources or money to go out with friends, or it's just like it's actually a struggle to actually put some food on the table. So that's why it's just like maybe loneliness. I'm not too sure. The article didn't really discuss about that. So today's topic, we'll talk about loneliness and also eating alone. And I'm going to play you this short song and I'll be back in a moment. Hi guys, welcome back to Leaked. My name is Barry, and today we are looking at eating alone and also like loneliness as the topic. So as I was researching through this, there was actually quite a few studies from different countries identifying how loneliness kind of affects our eating habits and also our eating behavior. So the first research article that I'm going to present to you is from Japan. So they basically look at how loneliness or like kind of like the elderly looking at their eating behavior and also how they eat their food, and then just seeing is like, are they healthy or are they not as healthy? So this is kind of pretty good because like Japan is kind of like the oldest population in the world. So 32% of the population is over the age of 60 years old. That's the highest rate in the world. It's like, I'm not too sure about New Zealand, but it's definitely not around 32%. So in Japan, 4.3% of men and 11.2% of women lived alone back in the 80s. And then the studies show that apparently it's been bumped up. So in 2010, 11% of the men lived alone and 20% of the women live alone. This is actually quite interesting. I don't know why women tend to live alone. I don't know. But so there is a concern that older adults aren't kind of like eating their vegetables or fruits or actually skipping meals. So the research kind of delved into is like whether if their eating behaviors are normal. Well, you can't really say normal, but kind of like a while balanced diet. So they looked into it and then they're trying to investigate whether if the food and vegetable intake is low. So what they found was quite interesting. So basically, so overall, 16% of the men and 28% of the women sometimes or exclusively eat alone. So according to the study, so they've got a cohort of elderly people, and it seems like that is just like women tend to eat alone more than men. Men who exclusively eat alone were 3.74 times more likely to skip meals than men that eat with a group. But this is actually quite fascinating. It seems like that men is more likely to skip meals. And then, according to the study, it seems like kind of common sense, maybe. Men not as likely to prepare the meal, and women are more likely to prepare the meal, suggested from the study. And it's kind of like I do so maybe agree with their suggestion. And basically, it's just like when they looked into like the study, which is like kind of like funny, it's just like people that ate alone, so the elderly, they're more likely to be super skinny and also like super obese at the same time. So like, well, that's just trying to say that it's more likely that people's overall health might be kind of like very extremes. So some people might just eat a lot of like a particular food. So people always go out and eat takeaways, or people just skip meals. So it's like kind of like really funny. It's just like in the conclusion is just that women were actually more likely to actually not eat a lot when they're preparing in a family, which is like kind of like fascinating. I didn't realize that was happening in Japan. But so wait, I'll just go over to what else. I think that's all really from the study. I will be back and I'll play you another song.
Oh, baby. leave their cell phones in the bathrooms of the rich, and when they try to turn them off, everything they switch to is just another man in shitty suits. Everybody's cheering for me. This must be the genius we've been waiting years for. Oh no, this is so embarrassing. I'm a pissing fit, crying on our doorsteps in t-shirts, loose and wet. Some of them so out of style, I cannot save it. They'll just get whatever my salvation gets. Keep the wig next to the bed and light the watch.
Hi guys, welcome back to Leaked. So today we're talking about eating alone and also loneliness. So like in the previous period, we were talking about a study from Japan looking at the elderly and the eating behavior. And in this study is done in Britain, and it looks at basically it's just like they eat how people are eating together and how kind of like society is changing. So they kind of compare stuff from the 60s and in 2000, and basically it's just like till now. And the study was published in the British Journal of Sociology, and they basically look at the eating arrangements in the British household. So like, it's kind of quite fascinating. It's just like back in the 60s, so the average household kind of like decreased by a third since the 60s, and in 2011 it's actually down to 2.4 people per dwelling. So if you look at it, it's actually like 2.4 is actually quite little. So just like suggesting that it's likely to just be like maybe like two people per house now. Because like if you look at 2.4, it's just like generally it's like it's pretty low. And then it's likely to be this could be because people are more living by themselves. So basically it's just, this is just an average. So it's just like just accounting for the extremes. And it seems like more people are living by themselves. So back then, it was around 12% of the people living by themselves or in the 1960s. And then in the UK, it seems like it raised to 29%, which is quite high. This is likely to be because of the life expectancy to increase and also a decline of fertility. So basically, people are not having kids. And also, it's just like their mobility and also work passions. So it feels like as compared to the 60s, it's just like everyone's work is kind of like slightly different and it's a bit hectic. Well, that's my impression. So it's just like looking through the study, it's kind of like does mirror to what's happening in Japan as well. So men were more likely to be living alone and they're more likely to be eating by themselves. So it's around like, so according to the survey, so this is basically, it's just like, I have no idea. They didn't really state how they got these bunch of people, but they kind of sent out a mail and then people completed a survey saying it was just like, what were their living conditions and also like how many, what kind of meals they were having. Were they having with people or were they having it with other people? So it's kind of like quite interesting. So it kind of mirrors it. So men living alone report more meals alone. So that's around 76% compared to 70% of women. And I don't really understand this line, but I thought that was quite fascinating that older recipients are more likely to eat in company if they live with others than are their young, than the younger people. But apparently to the oldest recipients living alone are least likely to eat with others. So like I don't, so like I'm assuming, so, like, according to the study, so I'm assuming that if a 40-year-old is living with, like, a 30-year-old, they're likely to live, to eat together. But if a 20-year-old is living with a 70-year-old, the 70-year-old is likely to not eat together, maybe. So the article didn't really explain that. So, yeah, so it's like that was quite fascinating. And then what the article also looked at was like what type of food is actually prepared, and like did they prepare it at home or did they brought ready cooked meals. And then it showed that a lot of people are actually not preparing food at home, which is like kind of like a growing trend, because like a lot of homes, I feel like they're not really preparing a lot of food at home. So I remember at university, my friend, he used to like kind of like buy really cooked, not really chopped onions, and also like crushed garlic and stuff. And I thought that was quite fascinating, because like chopping onions are quite kind of like really easy, and he kind of like bought these like frozen chopped up vegetables, and then he just basically assemble it in a pan, and he just cook, basically just like, well, he call it cook, I call it heating up, because like I don't feel like that's really cooking if you're not really chopping anything. So basically he's just like assemble everything, heat it up, and he's like, yes, I cooked something, and I don't think that's really cooking. And then and it's just like overall, it's just like it just seems like men are more likely to actually eat outside of the home, and men are more likely to actually receive food than to actually, like, kind of, like, give food to people. So, kind of, like, quite similar to Japan. And I was just, like, oh, these assumptions are kind of, like, true. It seems like men are more likely to just, like, eat the food. And it's just, like, it seems like women is more likely to actually, like, prepare the meals, which is quite fascinating. I think there should be classes, or maybe, like, some kind of course, maybe, like, to teach the men how to cook food. Maybe that could help, especially in the elderly man. I remember a few years ago that there was a article, or, like, actually a news bulletin saying that they're thinking of starting these classes, and I think they should really do that, because, like, I feel like these men don't really know how to prepare meals, and they just tend to go outside to the takeaway shops, and or they tend to skip meals, which is really not healthy. And looking at these, like, studies, which is kind of, like, more interesting, because it accounts for, like, kind of the working class and also the people that's not working or, like, in part-time. So part-time workers were more likely to eat in restaurants at, during the week, so that's Monday to Friday, around lunchtime, but they wouldn't really eat out in the weekends, where people working with white-collar full-time likely to have a higher salary is more likely to actually have to go to restaurants during midday, during dinner time. So I thought that was quite interesting. I didn't realize that. And then, like, what else did the study say? And also, like, the meal pattern, so the perceived normal. So it's kind of like, so it's still around 2.7. So basically it's like it's still like 3 meals a day, but kind of like decreased, because according to this study, it seems like people are having around 2.75 meals a day. So basically it's just like maybe some people are just having one meal or two meals, and some people might be having like 4 or 5. So that's accounting for like afternoon teas and also morning teas. And then basically this is the average, which is like 2.75. So it's just like looking into that. So it seems like the UK and also like Japan are kind of like finding like consistent findings, I guess, because it seems like it seems like men really need to learn how to cook, and it seems like people just need to maybe like get out and about and just don't eat alone. So it's just like in the following study, so this is done by Yale University, which is like kind of like quite fascinating, because like, well, I kind of like a nadir moment, because it's kind of like saying that shared experiences are more are amplified. So basically it's just like if you're having another friend with you, it's just like having the same experience, having the same dinner, watching the same movie, or basically it's just like doing an event together. So you guys are likely to feed off each other, and basically it's kind of like a good thing. So, like, how they conducted the study was to see whether if ice cream tasted sweeter, and did they like the ice cream more when someone else was eating the ice cream with them. So, and also in the second part of the study, so this is when they gave a piece of chocolate that's around 90% cocoa, which is really bitter. And then they asked him, is just, do you think this one tastes, does this taste really bad? And then basically it's just like both of them are shared experiences. So they've got the participant and also a random person. So the random person is kind of like an actor. And then first introduce themselves, have a little conversation, and then basically have a piece of chocolate. Have the ice cream together, and then the researcher would ask is just like how sweet do you perceive this ice cream, and then it seems like basically it's just like the one with the actor, people actually perceived it to be much sweeter, and the one that they don't have an actor perceived not that sweet, and then it's just like it's kind of quite fascinating. And then they delve into the chocolate, which is like the 90% cocoa powder chocolate. So just like the same scenario, which is there's an actor and also no actor. So the guy with the actor perceived it to be really bad. Because like basically the researchers asked, oh, how disgusting do you find this chocolate? And the guy rated it to be worse. So it seems like basically like having another friend with you at a restaurant is likely to actually like enhance everything. So like it seems like people that basically like with shared experiences would definitely like enjoy the meal a lot more. So it kind of like ties in like saying it's like how people really enjoy this food or going to restaurants. And saying this food is amazing. It's probably not the food and it's probably the company that you're with. And it kind of, like, makes a lot of sense because, like, if you think about it, if you're with a bunch of friends that you really like and it's just, like, having a nice conversation, it doesn't matter what type of food you're having as long as you're kind of, like, having the people that you love, you enjoy your company, the food will naturally be good. And it's just, like, if you're eating alone and it doesn't really matter if the food is amazing, for example, you would not go up to the Sugar Club or like go up to the Sky Tower of like the Orbit 360 eating alone because that would be a bit odd. It's generally it's just like eating with a friend would always be much better, or eating with your family. So like it's just like what I'm just trying to say is like maybe we should start having lunches and also dinners with people rather than eating by yourself and also behind a desk. So yeah, that's all I have for today, and I'll just let you guys ponder that. And I just want to finish off this line from Joe Cox, which is young or old, loneliness doesn't discriminate, which is really true because it's like everyone knows that feeling, and it's always best to kind of like work together and also just like having a good time together. My name is Barry and thank you for listening to Leaked.
Thank you for listening to Leaked, a program about food news around the community. If you missed this program or want to hear it again, check out planetaudio.org.nz/leaked. That's LEEKED.